Blast Off.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Many of you come from around the world, different hours of the day and night. We honor you for that because certainly that's extra effort on your part to be able to hear us. So thank you for that. Also blogged, actually Facebookers, glad to have you too. And if any of you would like to join our Facebookers, go over to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook where you can join us. There's chat going on. We are live streaming at the same time. And we are giving readings when we don't have phone calls right out of the out of the Facebook show page. So I want to remind everyone, only ordinary playing cards that are being used in these readings. So the distinction should be made. This is not tarot, not oracle cards, or not any other system that may be out there, which could be confused with this particular method. This is strictly personal prophecy all the way, as my grandmother taught it to me. And I'd like to mention that it illustrates to us quite vividly how we actually have the power to create our own reality. That's what really makes this method so dynamic, so empowering also, is that we can view the future, decide what we think about it, and we can make alternate choices if we so desire that will quite naturally take us in an entirely different direction. Mm-hmm. So I do want to also mention that I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. It's my preferred method of giving readings. Others have their own preferred method. Mine is the full layout, which is exactly what I also use in my private sessions with others. So give me a moment or two when you call in to get the cards, you know, laid out for you, and a moment for me to look them over. With that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo himself.
To Congested Boy.
Yeah. Right. I think it's the dust.
It's not a flu or cold. You know, those always feel different. I did take some new spray, so we'll see if it actually never usually works, but what the heck. We'll see. But nothing works instantly. All right, welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for educational informational purposes only. Also want to remind folks out there in the land of Blog Talk and the land of Facebook, if you're international, let us know, and we will give you live international shout-outs like to nobody yet. Ooh, well, that's a first. But they will come. Book them. They will come. They will. Any time you show up, we'll give it to you. You don't have to just be present when the show starts to get your shout-out.
No.
Anytime you roll in, we'll work you in. We'll work you in. Might have to wait until there's a pause or a break in the reading, but we'll get you. A shout-out, international salute to you. And that goes for the folks that are on the same continent, up in Canada and down in Mexico. So you will not be forgotten either. And we consider Alaska and Hawaii international because they're so damn far away. Okay.
Puerto Rico.
Well, definitely those places, yeah.
But isn't that a...
The territory.
Ah.
The U.S. territory.
So they never became a state.
They've been talked off and on that, but it's never happened. Yes, indeed. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. I always check, almost always, unless I forget, check to make sure everything's working good. And everything's working good. I heard the show. If you do not hear old music before the show and the show during the show, there's a problem. Hang up, call back. Simple as that. Just calm sometimes. They just don't connect the way they should connect. And as always, when you hear this sound, that's a big delay. Come on.
It was.
It's the app. It's the software. That's why I usually play it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe I didn't do that. So anyway, when you hear those harps, that usually means an angel playing harps, and you're going to get an angel card. But tonight, we're going to go to the PLD app, and I'm going to do it. Last time we did it, I did it on my phone. And tonight, I'm going to go directly on their website. It'll be probably easier for me to read, too. Great big screen like this, it'll be much easier. More easy. And you can do it also, too, if you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com. There's, you know, you have your little menus at the top. There's one that says free reading, and that's what you're going to get. You can get a one-card reading. It'll tell you what to do.
No, you can bookmark that and use it. If we have an app, I have the app. I don't know where the app went out of.
It's a strange world when it comes to
Play
apps
Store.
And
yeah.
Play Stores. It's really weird.
So I
strange
figure,
world. I think there's a lot of
people
wanting money to get paid off to have stuff in there. It's, you know, everything's all about money nowadays.
Oh, it's not cheap to get an app either. I was lucky to have somebody within the family that could help me get it. But I figure, well, it's time to learn. So I have signed up for a class.
Well,
so I can learn.
You
have
your app. You could be app meister. Well, I will tell you what, folks. It's probably going to be, should we go to the phones or do you want to go to Facebook first? Because we have that option now.
I think we should go to the phones. But if we really lag tonight without anybody, it'll be a short show. Okay, just to let everybody know. You know, it's winding down as far as the summer. People are getting their kids ready for school. There's
summer
sporting events.
Summer starting.
Yeah, and we have lagging months. Christmas, December's a bad one.
High school haven't even started the school yet.
Michelle, we're going to Facebook, the other first, Blog Talk Radio.
You just accepted it.
Yeah, sorry, Michelle. We're going to
stand by.
Yeah, well, Blog Talk.
I did not get to that yet.
Yeah.
Facebookers, if we turn to you, we'll make a formal announcement. Messenger us now, and I did not do that. But I also didn't tell you folks. See, I forgot something.
I forgot.
Isn't that Murphy's Law? The one time you forget that little spiel, guess what happens?
There
yep.
It is.
That is Moiti's Law every single time. All right. No problem, Michelle. I did my spiel. I was only 90% complete on my spiel. Well, actually, I thought I was done, but I forgot that because I are dumbass sometimes. But you know what? I'm a human, so humans make mistakes. That's right. That's what we do. All right. Man, very floggy and croggy and groggy. Started about...
Well,
even before that, actually started about 5:45 when I woke up from a nap.
Well, we'll bear with you. All right. But I still think there was a lot of foreign material flying around
and
in that room.
We actually have gone four whole days without rain. So the pollen's happy, boy, because we were getting rain probably 5 days a week for the longest time. 5 out of 7 days.
But I think
and that beats down the pollen. That beats it down.
I think it's changing, isn't it, with tomorrow?
What? Oh, there's some coming on Friday, I think. Well, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Depends, you know. Yeah, finally. I mean, we're due. We're still... I saw the news the other day. Overall, we are still above normal for rain, so we can't say that we're like some folks that are in drought status, which is fueling the fires up in Canada. They're like, we're in severe drought status up there before that happened. Everything's all dried, tinder-like, ready to boof. So that's bad. But hey, bad. Alrighty. We shall go to 520. Oh, Lisa.
Lisa.
She's number one again.
Oh,
she was the other two, too.
Is this not good
hey,
for
you?
I think Monday was your
number one. How are you?
Well, better. Yeah, I sent you a message.
I know, I got it. Thank you.
I'm fine. I didn't have a problem.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was an okay day. Fast. Is this a good time for you?
No, it's great. I'm in the kitchen. I'm making this wonderful salad that is my favorite salad. It's very healthy, and I just love it. So, no, it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
I just,
great.
I have not spoken to him, and he's trying to get my attention. You know, he's in the laundry room banging around all the time, and then he took off.
It's like a ghost.
Yeah,
a
ghost.
Yeah, why does he do that?
To get my attention. He wants me out there. And
well, you know,
so
you can just knock on your door and say, hey,
Yeah, multiple times he goes out. And then he checks for my car, and he was, he went walking this morning. And, I noticed because I have floor-to-ceiling windows here, and it's my view. And so he's gone now. Some woman that he's helping, they have mutual help. She helps with his computer, and he helps her with some stuff, and this other guy. So he's gone with her right now. But I don't know, Deb, is this the big fallout? I mean, what's going on?
All right.
Well, she's doing the cars. He still hasn't got his car yet?
He ordered the car. He's expecting it any day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember you saying he ordered it, but I'm like, did he order a car from New Zealand? I mean, damn.
Yeah, right. New Zealand, right. You're so psychic.
International shout-out to Lady R in South Africa.
Wow.
Ah, yes, there she is, Grace. It's been a long time, Lady
R.
I hope everything's going great. We are doing fine, Lady R. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends. Some cars are in high demand, and certain colors and certain features sometimes can make you wait a long time. That is a true statement.
Well, you know, something I'm learning, I've never bought a new car, and I don't know, since the pandemic, things have changed, I guess, when you buy a new car, that they're not filling the car lots as they once used to. The car lots used to be jammed, and now you don't see many cars in some of the car lots, and you have to, if you choose one, you have to order it. And so that could be because it's more expensive. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is weird. I wouldn't like that.
Only the shadow knows.
A lot of times, you know, a car lot is taking a big risk on that because a lot of people will change their mind on shit. Say, the car's not going to be here till when? Yeah, I think I'm going to leave. You know, that's serious. It's not my business. You know, but yep.
Yeah.
All right. Cards are down.
Yeah. And I got the call this morning from the lawyer, and, you know, I chewed him out. I said, you know, you guys haven't been helping me. I don't know what's going on. And so he broke it down for me what needed to happen, what they were going to do. So, you know, we'll see what we see on that. And I said, look, I don't want to have future problems. I don't want to have a knee replacement. I don't want to have future problems. So that has to be factored into all this too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does. And if you get shortchanged, you know, you're going to be paying for it.
I know.
Oh, Calpas and that. Isn't that the one?
Well, for around here, yeah.
We better settle this one.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to go out tonight, but I didn't sleep that well last night, and I was so, trying to catch up on my sleep today, and then he kept banging doors, and the house was falling down, it felt like, when the doors were being banged. And so, anyway, I'm going out on Friday. Let's see, Friday is going to be a big one. And then also some other day, I'm forgetting which now. Anyway, that's the lay of the land.
Okay. Well, you know, you might try diffusing some lavender in your bedroom if you
are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just got some, and I have different kinds of lavender. So good. Thank you.
Wow.
Nice.
I didn't even know there was variations of it.
I actually got from Amazon also a baby, I don't want to call it a monitor, all kinds of, like waves, rain.
It's one of those noise.
But it's for a baby.
Yeah, it's one of those noise.
Oh,
little
right.
Yeah.
To make some kind
white
machine. Yep.
The lavender that I got was my personal trainer was getting into Reiki and all that. I don't know if she set that aside because we just saw each other recently. And then so she bought, and I bought it from her, an assortment of essential oils for the chakras, you know, because she was doing that. And so I've got that, and then I got this lavender candle, got a new one. And so it's all lavender based.
Oh, it sounds yummy. I just love a lovely scent in the house. Jim, what do you
use? Currently, I rotate the crops. Right now we have peppermint, essential oil.
That's stomach.
But I like the variety. You get the variety pack so you can rotate the crops.
I love eucalyptus, too.
Eucalyptus tea tree oil. Yeah, those are really good.
Now, those of you with pets, make sure that anything you're using as an essential oil is not going to bother your pet.
Yeah, and typically diffusing it is such a small quantity, it's not going to hurt your dog.
So shall we turn to our drawing board here?
International shout out to Rachel.
Thank you.
Australia.
Hello there, darling.
Yes.
Let's all remember, though, and Jim, you can be quiet now, because today starts Mercury in retrograde. All right. So that is going to affect things like communications, electronics, transactions.
Oh, you name it. It's going to rain cats and frickin' dogs tomorrow. Holy shit.
I don't think that would be part of that.
Well, it's retrograde.
But miscommunication can be really strong. If you folks like astrology, my office turned me on to a really great website called astrologyzone.com. And it's all free. And she doesn't write just little tidbits. This woman really writes about your sign, what to expect, love, marriage, not marriage, happiness.
Love and marriage.
Yeah, not marriage. We're talking happiness here.
Oh, international shout out to Laura in Canada.
Laura.
We're glad you are here.
Yes, we are. So I want to get to your reading and tell you, he's feeling bad. He's like a wounded lion that has had a little cut on his paw, and he's nursing, licking it. Yeah. And I think he has made good friends with that young guy, the young gay guy that's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what's wrong with friends?
Well,
unless
those two would like to be the three musketeers with Lisa.
Mm.
And the young guy is kind
okay
of
with them.
Yeah. Well,
I like the young guy. I like him.
Yeah.
What do you got to say about
that? Well, the young guy is wondering if I think he senses that you and the older guy are not getting along real
older
well.
Older guy.
Yeah.
What
the
neighbor.
The older guy has diarrhea of the mouth, and he probably told them, and they probably communicate by email and chat rooms or whatever. You know, that older guy is a big old blabbermouth. I have news for him. I know that sometimes.
Okay. Well, otherwise,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to really be civil. I apologize. I don't mean to.
It's okay.
Oh, hey, you don't apologize to us. You want to flamethrow somebody and let it rip. We don't care.
We're okay.
As long as you don't flamethrow my butt, I'm fine. You want to light somebody else up, go for it. This is your chance to speak. This is your soapbox. This is your chance to speak.
Yeah, somebody spoke on the soapbox.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
if
you want to vent, then vent.
It's
like a boiler. If a boiler, you have to put the pressure under control or it'll blow up. You have to vent sometimes.
Like a pressure cooker.
Like a pressure cooker. You have to vent or you will explode.
Yeah.
Which we order one.
But
I can't wait to see how they are now.
I'm just not wanting to talk to him right now because it's just you know, I want to simmer down. I want to, I don't know, you know, I'm just trying to make my salad.
Well, you know, hey, somebody
make
a salad. Well, hey, somebody's got to toss the salad, you know.
And I did laundry today because I knew it pisses him off to hear the laundry room. He says, you've always got that washer going. You're the only one I know that washes as much as you do. Well, I change my clothes. I don't rewear them where he does, and it's okay. But so I thought, I'm going to wash clothes today all day so he can hear it.
That's right. Yeah, I just freaking put one item in there and wash it.
Tennis shoes. Put tennis shoes in the washer and then in the dryer.
The dryer is when they really make noise. With tennis shoes, the washer not so bad. When those tennis shoes hit the dryer though, ba boom, ba boom, ba bam, ba boom, ba boom, ba bam. No. Oh yeah, it's like there's somebody practicing the drums in there.
Yeah, really. Well, everything looks like it's going to get to normal. And I'm glad that you got up in the face of the attorney. Whose attorney is this guy?
Did you guys have a mutual
it's
one?
My neighbor.
It's my neighbors.
And they have a separate case for me going. And I told them, I said, you guys left me hanging out to dry. I haven't heard from you. I've never been in an accident. I've never done this before. And, you know, I'm not in the best of moods. And I've been up since 2 a.m. I wasn't sleeping. I don't even think I went to sleep. I don't even know if I went to sleep at all. And then this guy, the lawyer, calls me at 7:15 because he's many states away. They're friends with the neighbor. They're friends. They've known each other for decades, and they've handled other cases. And so, you know, I trust him and everything. And then he broke it down, and he was holding my hand. And so that's good. And you know, we're here for you, he kept saying, which they always say that kind of
that's
stuff.
They're like politicians, you know. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Is a lot of politicians are lawyers.
Yeah.
Probably not, because
yeah.
They get that gift of gab. They know how to speak with forked tongue and all that stuff. Yep.
Hey, Deb.
What?
Hey, Deb.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I did.
Oh, no,
does
you
he
didn't
think
interrupt.
I'm gonna walk?
I was done.
Does he think I'm going to walk away? I'm going out of town tomorrow for errands and stuff.
Oh, so you won't be available in the morning?
No, I have to go out of town. I've got appointments, doctor's appointments and stuff.
You guys work it out.
Yeah, we'll have to work out a time that suits you.
Oh, no. For you and I? No, I'm available. No, I'm talking about him next door. Does he think I'm leaving him?
He's just feeling, well, all I'm picking up is that he's feeling really bad. He's, really conscious of the fact that something has put a wedge between the two of you. And,
he doesn't understand.
No, but if you just keep staying silent, I feel like he will, you know, there's a I'm trying to remember how it's put, that if you start acting in a certain way, you have a certain window that will close if you continue to not speak to somebody. And I forget how. Yeah.
I know. But you know what? This is the thing. I do like that kid. I do like him. And we could be the Three Musketeers, but I don't know if my neighbor will feel emotionally close to me as he did before that young kid came aboard. Ooh. I like the kid. Nothing against the kid.
Yeah.
Roger that.
He has nobody living with him that you know of?
Not that I know of. But he's a kid, and I don't think he's into the neighbor like that. I think they're just friends.
I do, too.
Well, makes sense.
But it seems like the dynamics for the two of you have changed in a way.
Well, she's feeling something's... That's why she's asking you, because she's feeling something's a little different.
So you're not going to invite him for some of that...
salad.
Healthy salad?
I'm trying not to cuss, because... You said it, and then my other friend said it too. She says, "Boy, you've got a mouth on you." Well, I'm when I'm upset, and so the answer to that is hail to the no.
Okay.
Hail to the no. You heard it here first, folks. Hail to the no.
I just feel like
you are your own person. You can make that decision.
So you think the dynamic between me and the neighbor has changed then?
Well, like I've told you in other readings, I think he's a little dense when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, I think so too.
He doesn't register with him.
No, you're right. I laugh because the other night we drove up. It was dark on our porches. It was dark outside. And he goes, okay. He didn't even say goodnight. I think he said goodnight. And I'm left out there in the dark trying to fumble through my keys to get to the front door. And I'm thought, I'm not going to say anything to him. I'm just going to try to push out my flashlight. I just thought, this is an earmark of who he is sometimes.
That's not being a knight in shining armor.
Oh,
you know,
no, and sometimes he is and sometimes he's not. He forgets. He doesn't do it on purpose. He's just clumsy. Retired construction. You've said it before. He's used to being around dudes.
That's right.
Dudes don't need the hand-holding. But, you know, there are times, like, he left stuff on the table. I didn't want to touch it from last time he was here. And I thought, next time I have to tell him, clear your crap off the table when you leave. You know, he left his toothpick picker or whatever.
A what?
I don't know what the hell that is.
What's a toothpick picker?
My sister uses those. When you, I don't use them. You pick your teeth after a meal.
Yeah.
That's called a toothpick.
Or
no,
one
it's
of those...
plastic and it has string.
Yeah,
it's the thing with the little, it's got the floss on it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had it, you know.
Those
and
awesome.
Then it's left on the
great.
On the table.
Well,
that's
not nice.
Them away when you're done. They're one
that's
time
not
used.
Nice.
No, you chuck them in the trash right away. They're
men. That's clearly.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He's clumsy. He's just clumsy. I mean, he keeps his place pretty nice. He didn't do it on purpose. He's, you know. And then he does smoke when he comes over. I let him, and I take the secondhand smoke. We've got a thing between. I don't know. You know, with that third dude, I don't know if it would be the same kind of Valentine's energy between us. I don't know.
Valentine. My Valentine.
Well, you know one thing. The neighbor is really gregarious. He loves to talk to people, meet people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has said that. He has said he's been like that since childhood. Yeah. And that people have pointed that out about him. He loves that. Love, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Well, and it's nice that you don't get after him for that because
I guess you.
I've had an ex-husband who used to say, God, do you have to talk to everybody?
I guess her neighbor is Jesus.
I know, and I'd say, hey, if we're walking down the beach and some guy's fishing, I'm going to ask him, are you catching any?
Aww.
What are you catching? Yeah, he hated that I would talk to people, you know?
Yeah, that's how the neighbor is. The neighbor's exactly like that. He's never met a stranger. Never. Uh-uh. Yeah, exactly.
I think you're like that too.
Well, sometimes I can be in my moods, you know, and reserved, or you know, I don't want to. But when he's with me, I do put it on more because I want to. And I've said to him at times, you know, I said it once. I said, do we try to out flirt each other? You know, and he just kind of looked. He didn't get it. You know, like.
Yeah.
Am I more flirty than you are? You know, but he tones it down when we've gone places, you know, and I've called him on it. Like, I don't like the way you do that. I don't like the way you do this with women. And so he looks at me to see if he's okay, if he's doing it okay. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it should not be.
No, you men are always a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. The battle of the sexes. Here we go.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Yeah, you women just come with no freaking baggage at all whatsoever.
We are perfect.
Yep. You're perfect. You don't stink at all. You don't have body odor. You have no fault.
Oh my God.
You guys don't do anything wrong at all. Sugar is spice and everything nice. Like a little nursery rhyme. What are boys? Boys are what?
And puppy dog's tail.
And girls are sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. What a bunch
of... I don't know what a men's or a girl's locker room smells. I mean, a boy's locker room smells like, but I know what a girl's locker room in PE smells like. And it ain't, tell you, it ain't a bed of roses sometimes.
Oh, you know what? What did the blind man say when he walked by the fish market?
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, ladies. Good afternoon, ladies.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Right. We've told that joke. Not allowed. That's a repeat.
Some jokes are so good, they get to get retold every few months. Every 4, 5, 6 months, you got to retell them again. They are so freaking funny. You got to do it sometimes. Especially when we let into it. Go ahead.
Take it away, Deb. Come up with something equally as bad for men.
That is true. There's got to be some out there.
Oh, there's got to be. Yeah, there's got to be.
When I was very, very, very young, back sometime in the 70s, they had these series of books come out, Truly Tasteless Jokes, and then they made Truly Tasteless Jokes 2 and 3 and more Truly Tasteless
Never
Jokes.
Heard of it.
Oh, yeah. That was in there. There was a whole bunch of good ones in there, too. We're all ones that are, like, so not politically correct. Even back in the 70s were in there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what kind of wood doesn't float? Natalie Wood.
Oh, God.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, God.
that's just an example. Oh, yes, that's kind of the example that's in there. Yep.
Well, I think you and the neighbor, tomorrow's going to be a good little break for you. You're going by yourself, right, out of town.
Oh, God, yeah.
And when you come back, I feel the two of you are going to get right back to where you used to be. I mean, you're going to be, you know, not in this, whatever it is, right now. So I think it'll be better. He's not giving up on you. Not by a long shot, no.
Well, that's good. And that's,
well,
basically, there's no gloom and doom in the cards.
No gloom and doom in the cards.
Hmm. I think he's so excited about the third, that dude, the young kid, maybe. That's what's going on. He hasn't calmed down about knowing him. There's nothing out of the ordinary about the young kid. I like him. He's normal. He's charming. He's sweet. He's young. He's interested in life. He's in his phase of life. And you know, that's what it is. That's what it's all about, you know.
How did his sexual orientation come out?
I can
remember.
Tell. He swishes. He swishes.
Oh.
He
is
what?
That always a sign?
He what?
Yes, he does swish. And then he also wears jewelry. And he, I mean, it's obvious. It's so obvious.
I know. I didn't know that type of body language had a term.
Neither did I.
Swishes. But when you did that, it's like, oh, yeah, that is 100% for sure.
But
thing.
I think he's cute as a button. I like him. And we talk, and we're very, you know, we met him when my grandson was visiting. All of us were talking, and we were making jokes about what my grandson calls me. My grandson has a nickname for me, and you know, and I said, you can only call me that when I'm on grandma duty. And, so, you know, he's a friendly kid. He's just really sweet. And I was pulling out the trash the other day, and he said, I haven't seen you. And we were talking for a bit, and I like him. He was telling me where he's working now, and he's just a young kid. I mean, he must be in his 30s, somewhere around there.
Well, I think it'd be nice for the three of you to share a friendship. You know, and like I said, or like you've said, it doesn't seem like there's any interest between the two men.
I just see where things go.
Yeah.
And at this point, nothing's going anywhere right this moment because she's not.
I don't think that kid is interested in my neighbor like that.
No.
But you never know, right? But right, well, it doesn't matter. Right now is not, and that's what matters. Right now it is not.
No, and I, excuse me, all the time that I have been reading your cards, I have not seen your neighbor attracted or drawn to another man. There was that platonic friendship, or maybe they were involved long ago. The, you know, remember the ass grabber guy?
Oh, that dude.
Yeah. I don't think, were they ever involved? Because I don't remember.
No, that dude is as heterosexual as they come. I don't like that dude. That's his best friend from childhood. And I'm always, you know, I'm thinking if he comes out to visit again, I'm leaving. I'm going to find out exactly what day he's arriving and when he's departing. And I'm taking off. I'm not going to stick around anymore for that dude. I don't like him. And I told my neighbor, you people from back east suck all the air out of the room. And that dude.
Yeah, I like that.
That
I
dude,
like that.
He will grab you. He will hug you. He will drink. Talk about an emotional vampire. Then he screams across the yard at you, you know, hey, we'll see you back at our house. That's not your house, motherfucker. You know, I want to tell him. And it's just, you know, back east. He's an Easterner. Sorry.
Hey, when you gotta puke, you gotta puke. Don't worry about it. Don't
Who
hold
puked?
Back.
Who puked?
Just like going, bah, making retching
oh, yeah.
sounds. Yeah. Go ahead. Feel free to retch. It's your reading. If you want to puke, you can puke away. Puke away. Puke away. Puke away. Hey, Deb.
Hey, what? Do it.
Now, one thing about this is it's not an angel card. It's from the PLD app, and I'm actually doing it this time instead of my phone through the actual website. So Deb can elaborate more because this is her cards. The card that came up for you was the Nine of Spades, Deb.
Oh.
It's a lot of anguish, suffering, remorse, a lot of sorrow and stuff like that that will eventually pass. Rely on that strength and it will carry you through this difficult and painful time. And you can elaborate more because you know the Nine of Spades well.
Yeah, I think that's future tense.
Well, it's saying rely on that
yeah.
this difficult and painful time, it will pass is what it's basically saying. Right?
Because I don't know, Lisa.
If you allow yourself the opportunity to acknowledge your sorrow and express it openly.
Do you feel like you are full of anguish over this?
I would be lying. You know, if I said I'm not at peace, you know, I didn't want to talk to him. He's home right now. I can hear him slamming stuff. I'm not going to go out there and talk to him. I don't want to. I don't have it in me right now. You know, it's not that I'm angry. I don't want to do it right now. Maybe tomorrow I'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, that's you. You make the decisions for your life. You're not
That's
obligated
right.
to do shit. And she already knows that because she's making her salad, damn it, her healthy, happy salad.
Yeah.
And you enjoy that damn salad when you eat it, every damn bite. The angry you are, God damn it, this is great salad when you're angry. This is great. You're angry sometimes when you say that.
I'll swing my head from left to right as I bite into each bite and chew on it.
It would be like a freaking Tasmanian devil or a badger. All right, Lisa.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
do your thing. Yeah, I'll be at work. All right,
guys
do the voodoo that you do. I shall be in another city. Of course, it's just across the water. But
and then I can pour my heart out to you, Deb.
Yeah, we'll talk. We will definitely.
Oh, yes. Hearts shall be poured. All right, good luck, and thank you very much for holding.
Thank you both. Thank
That's
you.
All righty. International shout-out, very belated, because he came in the middle of the reading.
Cho
yeah. from the UK. Thank you so much for being here, Cho. As we know, Cho's a working man, and he gets up early a lot of times. So he's really dipping into his sleep time, I'm sure. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. Definitely. So what do we have? Nobody?
We do. Do you want to do the Michelle Facebook thing?
Yeah.
Facebook Now Messenger.
Michelle.
Folks, we officially, well, it should be Michelle, but we have to be honest and take the first one because Lady R was here. Laura showed up.
Waiting for you.
Messenger Deborah Lee, out of your video, folks. Whoever wants to do it first.
Well, that's what lives in Twat? Where's Twat?
I didn't see anything you're talking about, but take that, and then I'll...
Hello. Hey there.
Hello.
Welcome in.
You look like you're ready to go night-night.
She's in her comfy clothes.
Yeah. It's just so weird with the job, right?
Right.
Jennifer got fired.
She did.
She did. They didn't even ask for a statement or anything. They just brought her in and fired her. And it was really long. She got a job today, though.
Oh, that's good. I think she'll be a lot happier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm over there. I'm working for this one group, the ESS group. There's a V. Right. For this one group. And they've been treating me like dirt, like a slave. All month, worse and worse and worse, and everybody seems to be given respect but me, yet they make it out like I'm really necessary, they need me, and they don't want to lose me, so he went and he told the other manager that he couldn't have me. And I was supposed to be a lead for the other manager.
Exactly.
So I think I told you that. So. I for 3 days I'm waiting, and I called HR. I told my other boss, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going back. I want to go to the other group. In the meantime, the other group doesn't want to be blamed for me leaving the one group. Because if I leave, they're afraid that they'll fail.
Wow.
So in any case, I couldn't get a hold of anybody. Everybody was radio silent. And I literally had my finger sending my resignation when, as I said, and the boss finally called. And he said, yeah, I don't know how some of these things happen. You know, like I've been busy and blah, blah, blah. I seem to have two bosses. This is the good guy. And I said, well, you better figure it out because I'm not working for the other group. I'm not going to be treated that way. I will not. They know I'm not. So figure it out by tomorrow.
And what did he say?
Yeah, he's gonna try to figure this out. You know, but they act so namby-pamby. It's like, well, you know, I don't know, blah, blah, you know, the one guy said this, the other guy said this, and, you know, they need you. I said, too bad, I'm not going back. I will not be treated that way.
Right.
So you fix it.
Yeah.
You fix it yeah. or I'm out. And so it's funny that I had my finger right on there.
Yeah, wow. So do you want me to look at what may likely transpire here?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because tomorrow, yet again, is the big day.
All right, let's see.
And I said, I'm not just coming back to this job, the one that you want to take me away from. I'm coming back and you're going to put it on paper that I'm the lead of this role and nobody else, me.
Well, I think that you're definitely taking the right steps and you're using your power, which a lot of us don't, unfortunately.
And if you don't ask for these things, you're not going to probably get them.
Right.
So exactly. Yeah.
Do you remember on Seinfeld when what's her name?
Elaine.
Yeah. She pushed people in the chest. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. I've only seen about half of them.
Oh,
so many years.
She goes, get out. And
yeah.
Pushes them.
I missed. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But okay. I've seen about half of the episodes.
That's what my boss looked like today when I told him, you better take care of it by tomorrow. And just do it.
I like it. I like it. Now, you know, you've got a lot of two-faced people around there. And some of them, and the only thing I can think of is the old saying, they just as soon kill you as look at you. Okay, some of them. And you, in their eyes, remember, male-dominated environment, in their eyes, you are not deserving. You are not. They don't want to accept that you are actually smarter than they are. Yeah, you're bright, you're brilliant, you're sharp. And these guys would just like to go do 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 do, you know. And you're the what do they call it? She's the doing the uprising, and but I think that everything is going to be turned around for you. All right, and I like it. I'm glad that you took this, because really, if you had your finger like this and almost resigned, you're at a point of, you've got nothing to lose.
I don't.
No, she doesn't. So, yeah, I think tomorrow's going to be a most interesting day for you.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
There are even, and this might blow your mind, there are even apologies that are coming to you.
Okay.
You said that.
I know. I just feel
wow,
it.
Wow, I'm still seeing it. Then that's good. That's good
that
you see things in the card continually.
Well, the perpetrators of all of this kind of discriminatory behavior are going to get reprimanded because you likely have a pretty good lawsuit, and they're going to want to handle you with kid gloves. To not create, you know, a real situation there. And I think that's good, and I think they should. You know, and when you're the lead, I hope that you command with strength. Like, you know, you do two different styles of leadership, according to Dale Carnegie. He said there's barrel filling and barrel emptying as leadership styles. Barrel filling is when you sit everybody down and you say, okay, now here's our situation. This is our problem. What do you suggest we do about it?
Yeah.
So you're filling the barrel.
That's very good military style.
Do they do that?
Well, they're supposed to do that.
Yeah. And then there's barrel emptying, where you could go into a meeting and say, okay, this is how we're going to do it.
And that's mafia gangster style. Right. Yes, because it's like, or like a dictatorship style. Those people, they're always worried about somebody overthrowing them. So they're like, I can't give anybody a little bit of an inch. This is what we're going to do, and you guys are going to follow it, or I'm going to cut your heads off, basically. Yeah.
Okay, well, my approach is both, because everything I do is always down the middle. It's always a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I usually think through everything, you know. I come up with a format that's easy for everybody, makes things very quick, because I like to just get it done so I can go back to that. and that's what I've been doing with some of these people. It's like, this is what I want to do. Just hear me out, and then let's talk about how you would do it.
No, I think that's great.
Yeah, and then we come up with whatever is the best approach. And
I think that's very good. And
well,
just don't let them push
nothing
you
wrong
around.
With that. Yeah.
Just don't let them push you around.
And she's obviously not when she's...
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, she's not on that plan. No.
No.
I can't wait to hear from you tomorrow about how this all turned out. Because it looks very good. I mean, in theory, you know, in terms of potential, this looks fantastic. Then there can always be that one little, you know,
yes.
monkey wrench that somehow gets into the mix.
Which is
you.
Interesting, and this is a good because this is from the app, and
yeah.
there, and when the card comes up, Deb can obviously they're her card. She can tell you more about it. She got the Eight of Clubs.
Oh,
and basically it's saying, yeah, this is a pivotal point. You might decide you might want to bail or not bail. Evaluate the situation carefully. It might not be what you wanted after all. What do you think about that? Because
wow.
you know the Eight of Clubs better.
That is, well, they may throw her some kind of, what do they call that? Throw her a bone.
Throw her a bone just to try to get her to be happy but not really get what you want?
Exactly. And that's why I say there's room here.
Okay.
There's wiggle room for that monkey wrench.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Different.
So, try, you know, like when you're going to work, at least this is something I do. If I'm going to have an important meeting with somebody, I start shooting questions at myself.
It's like preparing yourself for a trial.
And with curveballs included.
Yeah. It's like preparing
yeah.
yourself to be a witness. They're like, hey, they might do this. What if they say this? What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Think of all the good things and the bad things so I have an immediate response. I don't sit there with my foot in my mouth.
And where you also see the thing that might hang you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your response.
Yeah,
so,
that's smart. You can never over-prepare.
No, you really can't. You really can't. And I think that you're going to be poised. You're going to be no nonsense. You know, this is your life. You're, you know, fighting for here. You know, you're a lead or you ain't a lead, and it seems like you need to be the lead.
Yeah, I mean, everybody and their cousin is the lead in this company, but me.
too many cheats and not enough Indians.
And they're young. They're young, too. And then when it comes to me, it's like, well, he's your lead. And that was the last straw. When this guy said, oh, no, that a-hole is not, you know, no way, I'm done. And you know what? At my age, I don't need to be in the middle of, I like to be in the middle of things. But, you know, I thought to myself, why don't I just do my job, just to care, do it, keep doing it, and get it done so fast. They say, oh, my gosh, I've never seen anything done so fast. They just stand in my way every chance they get.
Well, it sounds like you bring the professionalism, and they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I think that the frustration of the Eight of Clubs might lead the way in this. So bear that in mind, that be prepared.
I have an answer. I like this thing because you can talk about the card better.
Yeah, than those other.
I mean, the angel cards, we're still going to throw them away. But we're still going to do them occasionally, and we'll have the rebel card Friday and then stuff. But I think when we do this, you can take that and run with it bigger than crap because that is you've been doing that for your entire life.
Yeah, and if any of you
your
want
entire
to,
adult life.
Exactly. And if any of you want to use the app, it's on the psychiclovedoctor.com website. Like Jim said, it's in the top menu. It says free reading.
Yep.
And if you click that and bookmark it, you can. Well, and my son had it developed for me. He said, Mom, I can't stop playing with this. And the way you can manipulate it is like you can say to the program, you can say, what can I expect tomorrow in this meeting? And see what the card is. Will I be happy with the way this meeting goes? And press that card. And you can start to see a thread developing. So you don't just hit it once. Keep going. Like, for instance, when I've had to attend meetings at the office, with like the head honcho lady. I want to know what she's got on her agenda that she isn't going to tell me about before I go in this meeting. So I want to know, is this going to be, let's just talk it up stuff? Okay. Or is this going to be dollars and cents meeting?
Sure.
I want to know the angle I need.
Yeah, I mean,
going in.
Thank God. Typically,
yeah,
most of the time I get called into somebody's office. A lot of times they'll tell you what it's about. Sometimes you don't. And I'm like, ooh, hey, can you step in here and talk to me for a second, Jim? I'm like, oh, shit. Could be good. Could be bad. I don't know. But it's nice if they say, hey, could you come down here and talk to me about this subject? And they're like, oh, okay. Now I can walk in there. Even in that 30-second walk, I can at least mentally prepare for the subject.
Well, you know what I do for those? They don't want me. Somebody sits me down, has some kind of complaint, whatever. I listen to them, and I say, I don't agree. What's next?
Yeah, you don't have to agree. Nobody has to agree. That is a fact. Yep.
See, I think they want you to be...
Like, they look at me like...
Well, because you have this... a spirit in you, where they want you to just be, bless you over there.
Yeah.
They want you to just be the submissive little, you know, pretty thing.
When they want it to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want people to puppet. Sometimes they want to turn them loose when the timing's just right, because they know they can just attack something and do their job and destroy a project. And other times they're like, well, I don't know that I want you to do that right now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't have that kind of employee. You hire somebody that's a go-getter, they're going to be a go-getter, and you have to let them do that.
So we'll see what
preaching to the choir. Yep.
Ring.
Well, yeah, you know what? She laid it down.
Yeah. If you get a chance, shoot me a message.
Oh, okay. I will.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll be back very soon. Friday at the latest.
They're going to resolve it by 9 a.m. tomorrow, because... they could have resolved it before. And
yes, and that's why I think you got the Eight of Clubs in that other reading, because you're going to come out of this. I think they're going to feel you out, you know, see exactly how firm you're standing on this. And right, they'll get back to you. I don't think, but I'd like to know the atmosphere of how this went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, honey, have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
And she waited
Thank
many
you.
Moons.
I
Thank
enjoy
you.
This.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you,
we will be
Bye-bye.
Back. We shall be back. All right, Deb.
Yes.
Let's turn. Let's see. Yeah,
turn
let's
me loose.
Turn me loose. Good old lover boy of Canada.
Okay. Did I really put any makeup in your bag? Let's not...
940, you are live here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Can you hear me?
You are live. You are live.
And you are, your name?
I am Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Oh, Courtney, she's here on Facebook too.
Yeah, good to hear.
Sorry, I was yelling at somebody in the bathroom. They were in there taking a shower, and I was about to take off and leave. I was on hold. I thought, man, I may not get through, so I was about to give up. So that's cool.
I'm glad you hung around, because you are next.
Right.
All right, what do you got cooking?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I don't know. Y'all have a lot of callers call in. So I had a situation with my kiddos going on where, you know, CPS and all that was involved that last time I talked to y'all. CPS is no longer involved, thank goodness.
Okay.
However, it didn't really turn out the way that I was hoping. I've been having some, you know, relationship issues. Like y'all had actually pointed out before it even happened. You know, my ex-boyfriend was doing real well. He was sober. He was helping me. You know, we were working, and then things just all fell apart with him. And then y'all gave me some insight on that. I've seen it coming. Not long after y'all pointed out, at the time that y'all had said that, I didn't see it. But then probably about a little under a month later, it ended up happening. So where I stand now is when CPS, you know, got out of the picture, they ended up giving almost a good percentage of the rights of my children to my ex-husband, which just shocked me because, I mean, I was actively doing all my services. He's the one that got him taken. He has a court case coming up this Friday for child endangerment. And basically what's going on is he's seeing this girl, and her ex-husband has reached out to me, and I feel like she could be dangerous. I'm very, 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 you know, not being a jealous. Me and him have been broke up since 2018, separated. I have no desire to be back with him. I want him to be happy, but I want my children to be above all else, you know, the happiest and safe. And I just have a really weird feeling, and I can't tell if the ex-husband's being spiteful and trying to scare me, or like, you know, of her, or if there's something I really need to be concerned about with her.
Okay.
And I'm also trying to see if I'm doing the right, I'm just going through it now because, you know, it's just been a little difficult, like the ruling of him getting to keep the kids when I've always had them. And now I feel like I'm dealing with having to worry about this woman in his life. And, you know, I don't have any support now at all because I'm doing this single and alone. And I'm just, I don't know, it's just a really scary situation. I'm just worried about my kiddos above all else, I guess.
Of course you
And I just
are.
Want to make sure that there's nothing I need to worry about
you,
with her, like if what they're saying is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I will look for you. No, are
okay.
you getting liberal visitation or what's happening that way?
I'm getting, okay, so what they did was pretty unfair. Basically, he doesn't have to fault, like there's nothing that stands that he, except the only court orders that are required, he only is required to make me see my children a minimum of 2 hours a month, which if you add that up, that's 365 day year. That would be one day in a year. And that, you know, 2 times 12. I mean, come on. If you wanted to do that, he's only required. But he, so far, I've got to see my children twice since last week's case, and when I closed it. And I don't understand. Like, I have never failed a drug test. He's the one that had them for a couple of weeks during the summer whenever I was in a process of trying to find a new house. And then he ended up getting them taken when he went to the hospital. And then this whole mess happened. And they have just dragged me through the mud like I was trash. No matter what I did, my lawyer was a court appointed. She did bare minimums. Basically, it was like a he said, she said, and they didn't care what she said. So it's just been a nightmare. Eventually, I will be filing for divorce when I get, you know, a little bit more of a leg to stand on because I'm not going to go back into court and look like an idiot without a good lawyer this time. But I don't want my kids having to be bounced around either. I want them to have some stability. And whatever is in their best interest, but this woman that's come into the picture that he's been hiding from everybody, her ex-husband reached out to me and his ex-sister-in-law, and it's just been really scary, the things that she said about her. Like, she doesn't even have custody of their 4 children. He does. And the reasons that they've stated for it have been very unsettling. Nothing like, you know, like, she doesn't have a record. She's an LBN. But it's just like she has these weird, like, spiritual ideas and has had ideas that her own children have had demons. And if you've seen shows about this kind of stuff,
oh yeah,
you know, that's terrifying to me. But my
ex-husband
just keeps telling me, oh, they're just spiteful. They just are mad that they broke up. And then you have to keep that in consideration too, because I don't know these people. So what if he is being spiteful and is just a scorned husband? I don't know. But he does have custody of their 4 children. And it was weird because I don't know if it's just the fact that her and my ex-husband are like, you know, in the honeymoon stage, and she's just trying to be around him as much as possible, so she's having to be around my children more. But he said the whole summer since they've been together that she was around my children more than she was around her own who were down visiting, and that made me kind of sick to my stomach too. But he said she gets to see him every other weekend. So I don't know. I really don't know how to handle this situation. And my parents, they don't – now, if something would have been sent like this on my boyfriend's to my parents, oh, God, they would have came unglued. But because it's my ex-husband – they're just blowing me off on it. And I don't get why nobody is listening to me or acting like I was. I mean, my kids didn't fall out of the sky at the ages they are and nobody raised them. I was there alone doing it. And just because I had a weak point where I needed help with getting housing and I let him have the kids, now I'm a piece of crap, you know? And it's just, I don't know what to do right now. So I'm just trying to get a little insight on if I need to worry, if I'm, you know,
okay.
I don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, Courtney, you need to do some self-care here. Your cards are giving me a very strong indication that you are really distraught. And, of course, blood pressure's up. Your pulse is racing. You've got to use self-care. Learn some relaxation techniques. You've had your history with some addiction, too, haven't you, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
I did struggle with it, but it was not while I had my children.
I know.
I got Right. Like, I never did that one. I'm not just saying that. It's the truth. Like, I was a fully invested mother to the point that I probably didn't even know. I forgot what self-care was. And that's why whenever I didn't have them in my life, I didn't know what to do. Like, my purpose was gone.
Yeah. You don't want to relapse. It's only going to make your case that much weaker.
There was no judgment.
Oh, I know it. And I'm terrified of that because the guy that I was dating, that's why I had to get rid of him, because he did relapse. And I was struggling to walk a line, and he didn't plan on stopping. I said, well, you don't care about me and my children. I've been with you for 2.5 years for nothing, like, in my mind. He did good for about 6 months, and then he went right back to it. And now he's back in jail again, so that shows you where that
boyfriend,
went.
The boyfriend is,
Yes.
Well,
yes. So
what
I'm
I
like,
forget, what I get about you is your ex-husband has really created quite a nightmare in the sense for you that he has stressed that you're erratic, you're unstable. I mean, all these terrible things that even those kids should not be anywhere a part of this. It's between the two of you. And I fear that he is alienating your kids against you. And you are absolutely right. You've got to get a good attorney. And I say that because I have a son who had to deal with the juvenile courts. I don't think it was family in Texas.
It's a totally different ball game. It's crazy.
They took him apart, this guy.
Yeah, I believe it.
And, okay, so the woman that you are worried that she is a dangerous woman for you, I am seeing her as she's a big liar. She manipulates everyone. She's there to, she's like a gold digger. Not that your husband might be, you know, like a relative of Trump's.
I'm getting the vibe. See, everything you're saying, like, so far, yes. And she's a gold digger to her ex-husband because he's a pre-med student. Yeah. She's an LVN. She's older than my ex-husband, though, and I think he's had a history because he's older than me. But he has some mom issues and a lot of different stepdads that came in and out. And I think he wants a woman that was like his mother, that she focused on her career and took care. Like, she only did what she had to do to help them survive, and that was it. She was not emotionally there. She was just financially there. And I think this woman is somebody that he sees as a support system, like, financially for him, because she is an LVN and he is not. They worked together. That's where they met, was the job his mother hired him at as a CNA. They met there, and then she ended up losing her job because conflict of interest. And she's actually a traveling LVN, which is another thing that scares me because, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what to expect from this woman. She is a big manipulator. Her and my ex-husband are peas in a pod. Like, they are both narcissistic from what I'm picking up on her, just from what her ex-husband tells me. Like, and I'm pretty intuitive for the most part, I feel like. But I know that there's emotions involved here, so I don't want to, far as it goes for me, the only emotions I have are for my children. I don't care about anything else but
I don't see danger in that sense that you might think that she'd do a human sacrifice or anything like that. But she's going to be moving on. She's not staying with your ex-husband. This woman is out for herself. But she is a tremendous liar. Here's the thing about the kids. They're going to reach an age where they're going to want to be with their mother. This is not my first rodeo with these kinds of situations. And every single time the cards have been right. The kids reach an age. How old are they now?
My youngest son just turned 4, and my oldest will be 9 in December.
Pretty young still.
I'd say by the time they are preteens, like heading toward 10, 11, 12.
There's a big 5-year gap between the two, so that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, I tried, you know, because I never thought I would have a broken home, you know, and needless to say, my youngest is what you'd call an uh-oh, because I was waiting for my doctor had passed away, and I was on birth control for 4 years, and I had to wait for a new doctor to let me in. And God had an intention for him to be here in my mind, because everything that could have happened to make it a pathway for him to be here, he's here. So, you know, and I think it's wonderful. It's a blessing, because I didn't think I'd have more than one child. So I'm so blessed to have them both.
Oh, yeah, that one was meant to be.
It is what it is. When they come here, they are here to stay. So.
Now,
and I'm very thankful for it.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you need to have faith in the fact that you are going to get them back. It's coming. It's not going to be tomorrow. Likely not even by the, you know, start of the year, first, you know, the first of the year. But I feel it is coming for you, Courtney.
But they are safe with their dad, right? Because that's my biggest fear. Not even just the woman, just like his care. Like, not that he don't care for his children. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not trying to slander this guy. But I just think that he pulled a wool over CPS. And, you know, since CPS is already here and they're involved, I just want to make sure that everything was executed properly. Like, they sat there and they drill sergeants me, because I'm the mom, I guess, on every, like, to a T. But him, I feel like they overlooked a lot. And I think he needed more parenting because he was never really a parent. I did it by myself, you know, and I just feel like my kids are like suffering in the sense that, you know, I just don't want them being bounced around, and I just want them, our relationship has been hurt. And I just know that I feel like everything I do, like when it comes to jobs, I have a job that's really wanting me to come work for them back in construction and making good money. So that's a good thing. But it's like my housing situation again is struggling. I mean, I can't catch a break, and I don't understand why, because I'm trying so hard to remain, you know, straight and clean and around. I don't really go around anybody. I go to churches. I do what I can do to keep clean, but nothing has turned out, like, as far as, except for CPS is no longer in the picture, and that's great. But I'm just dealing with a lot from all angles, and I'm afraid that any second it's going to come down like a Tetris house. So I understand why he has them, because he has a more stable home his mother provided him. I don't have that. But I just feel like I can't win for losing, and I don't want them to suffer at either expense.
You know where it starts? Mm-hmm. It starts by accepting and understanding that you made choices that you did. And when you start to see how the one linked into the next decision, and once you realize that, the things are going to change for you in a big way.
Right.
So this right now, look for the lesson in what's happening here. And that's when you forgive yourself for all of these bad, you know, we all make bad choices, poor judgment, you know. And like I said, Courtney, I'm going to have to go, and Jim is going to give you a card here. But I really believe you're going to have your children back. They are going
they
to
are
be
safe. They are safe with this woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I feel they're safe.
All right. Well, real quick,
thank
here's
you.
Your card. Before you depart, here's your card. It is the Seven of Spades. Them to submit this card. There is a deep sense of longing for what has been lost and may never have been recovered. Give the matter in question some time. With patience and faith on your part, the circumstances may very well change for the better as the future continues to unfold.
I think that's perfect.
And, you know,
that's a good card.
That card.
Yeah, because you're
very
seven,
fitting.
Seven of Spades. Yeah,
Deb
can tell you more about that.
Is a card of loss.
There you go.
But, you know, it's also saying that there's going to be, like, renewal.
Like change.
Yeah.
Like some future is going to unfold into something better if you have faith and hang with it, right?
See if you can get a good paying job. Get yourself some, you know, little place to live. Start saving.
I have that right now, thank God, but
get yourself a good lawyer.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
They're so expensive.
Yeah.
That is the hard part.
And
that card is sitting, so.
Yeah, the boyfriend, he's going to keep tripping up.
I've got to move past him. I'm trying to. I'm over that. You know, I kind of seen it when it was happening.
You can't rely on that person, because if they trip up, then you all go crashing down together.
And I am
right. That's why I had to kick him to the curb.
I have nothing but faith in you, Courtney. I know
you are
capable of really great things.
Which is kind
of one of the very few. It seems like a lot of people have given up on me. It seems like, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, those aren't friends then.
No, they're not.
I've struggled with that my whole life. So my family's kind of always been somewhat supportive, but to their own, you know, it's always just kind of me against the world, and I'm not very good at it yet. And I'm 31, so I'm hoping I'll learn soon.
Well, you're calling us right now, so obviously you are succeeding.
Thank you.
And you're young.
You're succeeding. You're here.
You've got your whole life ahead of you, Courtney. You can turn it all in a new. It's a new life for you.
You're not living in an underpass. You're right here calling us now, so you are successful in a way.
So I'm not homeless like I was when you last talked to me. So that's positive.
do not doubt. Yes, obviously you're in the right direction. And like that card says, you got to have faith and patience. It says.
And call us.
Right.
Okay.
We shall be
I'm
here.
Calling.
Many a time.
Thank
Friday,
you. I'll keep going, things like I have. Thanks.
Good Bless luck and thank you for calling and holding.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye.
We got a wrap. I'm sorry, folks.
And besides, some of them really take a lot out of me.
Yeah, and thank you so much. Laura had to go. She had to go tonight, but she said the smoke is half as bad as it was before, so that's
that.
A good sign. She said there's no chance of moving to Alberta this year because of all this crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you saw
this
that.
This year's almost over.
It is, but you know.
Yeah.
It is. There's some folks that just jumped in and got on hold.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Unfortunately, the moral here, and people don't like to hear it, is better to be early than late because the show must end. I extended it beyond the 60 minutes. So we can get a couple more people in, but we got to go. Sorry, folks, but we shall for sure be back here Friday for RoboCard Friday. That is a guarantee, and you don't know. You never know. We can tell you when we're guaranteed to be here, when we're not. The best bet for you, Blog Talk. If you're a blog talker, just check in Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
It will be posted. If you're a Facebooker, you know we post. And if you're many of the folks here are both, check them both. You'll know when the next show is. All right. Thank you so much, folks. And we're going to say goodbye to our blog talkers first, of course. We do these in increments. We don't want to try to go crazy here all at once. For our blog talk book starts, the folks that exist in the room, there'll be other shows that will kind of be
Friday.
Friday, here. The cover card Friday.
7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m.
Pacific. Cover card Friday.
Take care.
Do I get one more?